January 13, 1903, Louisa sees the Most Holy Trinity, the evil of adulations. As I was in my usual state, I seemed to see the Most Holy Trinity. They were looking at one another, and in those gazes their beauty was so great that they would remain ecstatic at the mere gazing upon one another. In this state they overflowed with love, and were as though stirred by that love, to then become more intensely ecstatic. So, all of their good and delight was comprised within themselves, and the whole of their eternal life, beatitude and exercise, was enclosed in this word alone, love. And the whole beatitude of the saints was formed by this perfect operating of the Most Holy Trinity. While I was seeing this, the Son assumed the form of the crucified, and coming out from their midst, he came to me, sharing with me the pains of the crucifixion. And while remaining with me, he brought himself once again into their midst, and offered his sufferings and mine, satisfying for the love that all creatures owed them. Who can say their delight, and how satisfied they were by the offering of the Son? It seemed that, since in creating the creatures nothing had come out of their interior but contained flames of love. So much so, that in order to give vent to this love they began to create many other images of themselves. Only when they receive what they have given, are they then satisfied, that is, love they gave, love they want. So, the most awful affront is to not love them. Yet, O God, three times holy, who is there that loves you? After this, they disappeared. But who can say what I understood? My mind got lost, and my tongue is unable to articulate a word. Then, after a little while, blessed Jesus came back with his face covered with spit and with mud, and he said to me, My daughter, praises, adulations, are spit and mud that dirty and smear the soul, and blind her mind, so as to prevent her from knowing who she really is, especially if they do not start from the truth. In fact, if they start from the truth and the person is worthy of praises, knowing the truth she will give the glory to me. But if they start from falsehood, they drive the soul to such excess that she will confirm herself more in evil.